Welcome to the Way of Success. Pastor Banky is teaching the principles of life established in the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose kingdom indeed reigns over all. Relax and listen, and you'll be blessed by this message.
For many weeks now, we have been speaking on the subject of faith, and I want to continue therein because it's very important. Last week, we emphasized the fact that that is what pleases God, and if God is pleased with us, since success in life, satisfaction and prosperity, or whatever we might be looking for in life, the Bible says it's a gift of God, that it's of God that shows mercy. It's something that comes as a gift when God is showing us mercy. It means, therefore, that what pleases God is what we pursue after. Now, the Bible says that faith, without it is impossible to please God. That is, the foundation for walking in a manner pleasing to God is faith. For that reason, we cannot speak about it enough. We have spoken extensively about how we should strengthen our faith and not keep our companies with those who wear down our faith, and not waste time, instead of building our faith, waste time in things that don't have anything to encourage, that don't do anything in encouraging our faith. Now, today I want to continue again in those lines and read as a foundation from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 13, Paul was speaking. He said, "But having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke." So we also believe, therefore we speak. Now again, let's take another text from James. In James chapter 3, James was speaking. He said, verse 4, "Look at the ships also. Though they are great and are driven by strong winds, are still directed by a very small rudder," or let me use a simple word for those of us who drive cars, by a very small steering, wherever the inclination of the pilot or the driver desires. It says, "So also the tongue is a small part of the body, yet it can boast of having accomplished great things." I'm reading that one to help us understand. It says, "See how great a forest is set aflame by such a small fire." Now, in line with what we have been saying about faith, let me first explain something about this principle of faith. Faith, we said, is in the heart. Jesus said, if a man will believe with his heart, we know that faith is of the heart. And one principle about life we have to understand is that when anything is in the heart, it can never be seen on the surface except by the fruits thereof. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That is, if somebody has covetousness in his heart, you only know it when you see the way he runs after money. If you see somebody that is wicked at heart, it's the acts of wickedness he perpetrates on other people that will let you know what is inside his heart. In the same manner, there are actions that show that faith is in the heart. I hope you are following what I'm trying to say. If faith is in the heart, what it produces on the surface, they are automatic. Now, one of the mistakes we might make sometimes is that we want to do the acts of faith when in reality faith is not in the heart. And when we are doing such things, oftentimes what we are doing is just copying the actions of a man that we believe had faith when he was doing what he did. So we copy his actions and say we are doing the works of faith. That we now quote the scripture that faith without works is dead, just as the body without the spirit. But when the Bible said the body without the spirit, it was talking about the breath. That word also refers to the life, the breath that the person has. He said, if you see a body that doesn't have breath in it, you know the body is dead. What am I saying? That the body didn't die necessarily from lack of breath. Something else may have killed the person. But the way the doctor will certify that this person is dead is that it does not have breath. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? James now said, so also faith without works is dead. He was not saying go and look for works to show that you have faith. He's saying that there are actions that will come out of you spontaneously if indeed you have faith. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Now, one of those things that come out of you spontaneously, they are the words that you speak. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is, when you speak, it shows what is inside your heart, number one. There's another thing that your words do, that the words that you speak, there's another thing that they do. Remember, we read two portions of the scriptures. One says, we having the same spirit of faith, we believe, therefore we speak. Meaning that we don't just speak, we believe first. We have faith in our heart. That is why we speak. And that's number one. Number two, he said that the words that we speak directs the course of actions in our life. James was saying. I'm adding those two scriptures together. Now notice this. If you believe something, you will talk about it. Anything you say is because there is something in your heart that's bringing forth that thing into your mouth. Now, most people that tell you that we are finished in this country, it is because they really believe that they are finished. But the second problem with that, James said that when you speak like that, he said just like that great ship is directed by the small rudder, or let me use the word, a great truck. I mean, you see construction going on around in town. Those big machines are directed by small steering. The truck does not decide where the steering turns. It only responds to where the driver turns the steering. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. So, what was James telling us? The words that we speak decide what comes out in our lives. So, if we wake up and say, according to the faith in our hearts, that listen, we are finished in this country. He said, be it unto you according to your faith, which is expressed by your words. I hope you are following what I'm trying to say. Now, words are very powerful. That's why I am careful the way I use my words. Number one, I fill my heart with the right things, and I check my tongue so that they don't go and copy wrong things, because it sets, the Bible said, your whole life on fire. There's something you never hear me do. I have children. I don't ever call them stupid. It does not ever happen. If I drink and I fall asleep in a drunken state, and inside my drunken slumber, I begin to dream, I still would not call my child stupid. Do you know why? Because I am his father, and the words that I use will set his life in a particular course. I don't want a stupid child, so I don't call my child stupid. Are you getting my point? There are people who say that, you know, we, the masses of the country, I said I'm a unique man that God has made. You can never hear me call myself the masses of Nigeria. It doesn't happen. There is only one of me in this country. I'm not part of the masses. I am a distinguished man. I am a man of destiny. I am somebody that God has created for a particular purpose to impact his generation. I am not part of the masses. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? My words reflect what I believe, and they direct what comes upon me. What do I say? Goodness and mercy, they follow me all the days of my life. That's my faith, so I keep on declaring it. And as I speak those words, goodness and mercy begin to follow me. I hope you are following what I'm going to say. One assignment I want to give you today as a charge from the Spirit of God is watch what you say. Not just about yourself, but about your nation. Because as a nation, if we say one particular thing, it begins to take effect. If the government announces that we are going to do something, people say, hey, they are lying, it will not work. Listen to me, it will never work. Not because their intentions are not good, but because we sat down and said, it will never work. Are you getting what I'm going to say? If you're about to start a business, and people, now that's another thing. Now, there are words you have to watch. You watch your words and the words that people send into your heart. Now, that is so crucial. If you read, Paul said that, lift up the shield of faith with which you can quench the fire-tipped arrows of the enemy. What the enemy does is to shoot words in your direction. You need the shield of faith to quench it. And this is how it works. When they speak one negative thing to you, you instantly reply it with a positive thing. Let me give a practical example. Many years ago, I was in a house, and I just held a stick, and I was walking. And somebody, I bent over the stick, and was just walking. I was playing. And somebody turned and said, hey, duck at 60. And was referring to me. I straightened my back, pointed my hand at the person, and said, he satisfies my mouth with good things. Therefore, my youth is renewed like an eagle's. I can never bend. Listen, I take it as a personal assault against my health for you to tell me such things. Listen, I'm a doctor, I know what I'm trying to say. You can never persuade me that I am sick or that I won't live long. I won't accept it from your mouth. The reason is very simple. I have the word of God saying something to me. And listen, the way you triumph by the blood of Jesus. Many of us like to shout the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, as if that is the thing that will scare off all our enemies. In reality, that is not the main thing God said we should do. You know the truth? The blood speaks. If you read from Hebrews, he was talking about the blood of Abel. That's Hebrews chapter 12. He said, we have come to a mountain, and to the blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. That is, the blood of Jesus speaks. In Revelation chapter 12, that we like to quote, the Bible said they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb and because of the word of their testimony. Notice that. It was not because they were shouting that blood of the Lamb. You know what? You know the connection? It was because they were testifying concerning the things that the blood had accomplished in their lives. I hope you are getting what I'm trying to say. That it is not just to shout the blood of Jesus, but to speak the things that the blood is speaking. Listen to me. The blood of Jesus speaks. You don't want to know what he speaks? I'll tell you. He speaks forgiveness, and that is the foundation of everything. The blood of Jesus says, I have washed away your iniquity. If you believe, I have forgiven you. What does that mean? It means there are no generational curses that can hold on to you. I hear people talk about generational curses as if it needs to be specially attacked. Listen to me. Satan only holds on to you when there is sin in your life, whether it's generational or otherwise. But the point is that the blood of Jesus has cleansed away your iniquity if you are walking in faith. That is, if you depart from your former lives and hold on to faith in Jesus Christ, your former, everything that devil could have held on to in your life is washed off. What am I saying? When the blood of Jesus speaks, it speaks in your life forgiveness. He said, though your past be dirty, yet your present I have made it clean. Therefore, there is nowhere for failure to attach in your body. We're talking about the way of success. This is how success comes. So you speak. They say, your ancestors spoiled the country. So that's their problem. My issue right now is that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. That's what the blood of Jesus is speaking. Listen, the way by which you overcome is not by shouting the blood of Jesus. Is to check what the blood of Jesus has spoken concerning you and you repeat it. That's what it meant when he said the word of their testimony. They testify concerning the working of the blood of Jesus in their lives. Are you getting my point? So people speak things into your life. He said, Doc at 60. I said, impossible. The Bible said he satisfies my mouth with good things. Therefore, my youth is renewed like an eagle's. At 60, my bones, my back would be as healthy as that of a 16-year-old lad. The Bible says, even though the body is subject to death because of sin, yet the spirit has given it life because of the righteousness that is found by faith in Jesus. I have received life. I am very careful what people speak into my life. You know, I went to a bookshop and I saw a book. I mean, I was a young married man. I just married several months before. I didn't have a child yet. And I saw a book that said, childless but not less. That is, you may not have a child, doesn't mean you are inferior. I said, I don't want to read it because that is not my portion at all. I don't care what he has to say. I only saw the back on the bookshelf, lifted it and dropped it back. I said, this is not my portion. Don't give me excuses for failure. Do you know what I want? I want the testimony of people like Jackie Mize, who the doctor said and declared that this woman can never bear children, yet she bore many of them because her husband said the doctor does not have a word superior to that of God. That's the testimony I want. Therefore, I declare, I mean, listen, long before I had one, I named my children. I mean, to me, it's very funny when people have kids, they are thinking about what do I call this child? I said, before they are born, I've named them. If my wife delivers a set of twins tomorrow, I have names for them waiting. As soon as they arrive, as soon as the first one pops out, I deliver the name. As the other one follows, I have another name flowing. My words, listen, they control my destiny. But these are not just empty words. I'm not talking about waking up in the morning and looking to the sky and say, I'm a millionaire. You are pacing up and down. You are not speaking out of what you believe. You are speaking out of vain desires. No, I'm talking about you look into the word of God. Open your Bibles if you have it to Hebrews chapter 13. I want to read something that Paul said. From verse 5, he said, make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. Verse 6 says, so that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Is the connection there I wanted to notice. He said, because he himself, that is God, has said, therefore we confidently say, that is, whatever you will say that will have effect on this earth must be based upon a foundation of what God has said. Listen, I am a messenger of God into your life. I'm telling you that God has said you can prosper anywhere. Quote me when you have to speak. That the man of God said, I am not disadvantaged in any form. That the man of God said that though my beginning be small, yet my latter end shall greatly increase. Quote it. It's the word of God. I have an express commandment from God to tell you that. Quote it. It is formidable as a war weapon in the realm of the spirit. I know what I'm saying. It is not just to wake up and shout your desires. I have a Lexus by tomorrow. Covetousness is what is causing you to speak. That's your problem. No, we are talking about speaking out of a discovery that you have made from God's word. Listen, watch it. It will come to pass. Because one thing God needs, which he most certainly requires, before he can bless you, is to have you cooperate with what he's doing. Many of the things you are doing in life, really, they are not the sources of your blessing. The real source is God. But God said, I want you to do that so as to cooperate with what I want to do. Are you getting the point I'm trying to make? If you keep your mouth quiet, God will not be able to do anything on your behalf. Listen, spiritual things are like the law courts. There is what the Bible calls the accuser of the brethren. He brings words against you in the realm of the spirit. Satan comes before the judgment seat of God and says he cannot succeed. His father is a failure. He cannot succeed. He did not come out from school with a first class in a top course. He cannot succeed because he's a Nigerian. And if you keep quiet and not say anything, you will not succeed. And it is worse when you begin to agree. They turn to you, the accused. Say, is it true what he has said? He said, yes, sir. Satan is right. I am a failure because I was born in Nigeria. I'm a failure because I was born in a village. I'm a failure because I did not go to a very good school. I'm a failure because I tried for visas for 5 years, yet I never got it. I am a failure. I am dead. There's nothing good coming forth out of my life. Listen to me. God is an impartial judge. He will give the verdict according to the arguments. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Even in the law court, if somebody deposes an affidavit against you and you don't reply, the judgment stands. If I go to court against you, this is a fact of legal matters, and I make claims against you, and you are informed of those claims, and you don't reply against any one of them, the judge has no choice. He is duty bound to give verdicts in my favor. Now, that is one, they call it undefended list. Now, you cannot imagine the one in which they inform me, and I say it is true as he has said. The verdict even comes quicker. But what does God expect from us? When the accuser of the brethren comes, we rise up against him with words that are founded upon the testimony of the blood of Jesus. He said, he cannot do well. He said, why not? Because he was born in Nigeria. And you say, Nigeria is not God. My God indeed is God. Blessed be Banky of the Most High God, possessor of the heavens and the earth. That accusation is shut up. He said, he cannot do well because he does not know anybody, he's not connected. Then I reply, promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. But God is judge. He lifts up one and brings down another. That accusation is shut up. They say, you will not live long because your father didn't live long and your grandfather didn't live long. Two of your uncles are dead. That is the accusation. It's coming up against you. Then you rise up with your own words, which is founded again upon the words spoken by the blood of Christ. You say, even though the body was subject to death because of sin, yet the spirit has given it life because of righteousness in the blood of Jesus. He said, I will not die but live. That is the testimony of God concerning my life. Are you getting my point? He said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. The father that died on time has passed away. He said, this one that is born was not conceived out of the will of man, but of the will of God. Listen, Satan will shut up. It is not getting up at night, blood of Jesus. I've heard people pray, they won't sleep at night. Shouting blood of Jesus for hours. So when the blood of Jesus says hello, they will, against the blood of Jesus, they will shout again, blood of, because they cannot even recognize the blood of Jesus. They don't understand the testimony of that blood. Yes, they are shouting it. Listen to me. The blood of Jesus speaks. Your job is to speak the same things as that blood of Jesus. Are you getting my point?
So what are you saying about your success? What are you saying about your life? What are you saying about what your life will become? I wrote one light little book, Prophesy. That's the title of the book. If you can't get a hard copy, log on to our website. It's there for you to read free of charge. That is, proclaim your own victory. Don't sit down there and allow life to run you over. Are you getting my point? Fight for it with your words. James said, the tongue can boast of having accomplished great things. That is, if you don't speak what is correct, you will not receive what is correct. You see, not interesting about words? That is how spiritual weakness has been sent into the lives of people. We're talking about loss of faith. People's faith is taken away by words. Listen to me. Energize your faith. Strengthen it also by words. What words are you supposed to speak? Words of victory. I am an overcomer in Christ Jesus. I am indeed the head and not the tail. I am a victor in this life, not a victim. Wherever I am, the blessing of God flow towards me. God has said, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. I am not a taker, I am a giver. I am a blessing to this generation. I am a positive impact into this life. I am not a grumbler, I am a talker of faith. When I see challenges, I overcome them. I don't bow down to them. I don't live under the circumstances. I live above them. I direct the circumstances. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Listen to me. Your tongue was not given to you by God to describe your situation. It was given to you by God to command what the situations will become. But remember my emphasis? It's not just to do what to claim is right talking. That's not the issue. Is to talk according to God. That is what is called godliness. I hope you are following my point. Talking in agreement with God. You know the interesting thing? God looks, you know, when we say people gang up against you, do you know even God is angry when people gang up against him? Numbers chapter 14. You know what God said in Numbers chapter 14 verse 35? Before then, he has sent people into the promised land to go and spy. 10 of them came with a wrong report. And listen to what God said about it. He said, and then many, of course, 10 of them came with a wrong report. And the whole congregation followed that wrong report. And God was going to speak. He said, I, the Lord, have spoken. Surely this I will do to all these evil generation who are gathered together against me. That is, God looks and said, if you say things that are in opposition to what I am saying, you are ganging up against me. That is, you have decided to fight me. Oh, may you not be found in opposition to God. Who will be destroyed? Listen, God spoke a word once in 2 Kings chapter 7 to a prophet. He said, by this time tomorrow, the economy of your nations are turned around. And one of the officers of government looked at the prophet and said, even if God were to open the windows of heaven, this thing cannot happen. God said, you have ganged up against me. You will see it, but you will not eat it. When prosperity came the next day, while people were rushing for abundance, they trampled upon the man and he died. Don't speak words when people like me are speaking that is against the word of God. Your life might go for it. I know what I'm saying. It's absolutely true. If you cannot stomach what I'm saying, don't tune in for this program. If you are listening in, keep quiet and imbibe the word of God. Let me say it to you again. If you believe these words from God, your life will never be average. Listen to me. Where men said you will fail, you will indeed succeed. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? When people said there is no hope for your economy, they will return one day and wish that they had planted a seed in that economy. What words are you speaking? I don't say anything negative about my life. If I don't know what to say, I keep quiet. If you say things that are against God's plan for my life, I reply you and tell you that is not in accordance with the plan of God. The plan of God is for my bright and colorful destiny. And listen, it's not for me alone. Remember what we said? There is a power working on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards God. There is a power working towards those who believe. If you believe God, you will succeed. Oh, there is no substitute. And there is nothing as potent as a heart united with God by faith. There is nothing as potent as a vision that God has given a man. And that man is holding on to God to bring it to pass. There is nothing as potent. Listen, the whole of life was created by visions. Are you getting my point? If you see anything that people experience today, you drive a car, it didn't fall down from heaven. Somebody had an imagination and they began to walk towards it. These days, people go for surgery and they put them to sleep before the operation starts. Those were imaginations of the hearts of some doctors. Before then, they used to do operations while the patients were awake. I read the stories and realized that when some of those things would start, that is when they started working towards those things. Some people said it's not possible. But what has become possible is a product of the imagination of the hearts of some people. I hope you are following what I'm trying to say. This is how God has made it. Walk with me and be perfect. Unite your heart with me by faith. Put the right words in your mouth. I will use your words as instruments of war when it is time to fight on your behalf. That's what God does. Let me say that again. God said, I will use your words as the instruments of war when it comes to the time to fight on your behalf. If you say, I will not die, when men rise up to kill you, I will sustain your life. If you say, God is my defender, even though my adversaries be great, even though the circumstances against me be strong, yet God will raise up a standard against them. When your problem time comes, God will indeed rise up for your sake. Are you getting my point? Jesus will say, be it unto you according to your faith. Remember, if you have the right faith in your heart, you will speak the right words. Therefore, their main assignment is, don't forget, sit down where faith is issuing forth. The main assignment is, tell God, I have made up my mind to believe you and walk with you. Show me your word that I might speak it forth. David said, the righteousness of thy testimonies, they are everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. There's one prayer point I want to leave with you before I go. Say, God, give me understanding. Lead me in the path of righteousness for your own name's sake. Open my eyes that I might behold wonderful things out of thy word. It's an important prayer that God, help me to take my eyes away from all this negative nonsense of this earth and focus them upon the positive power of the word of God. Listen, if you do that, the world, listen, has not yet seen your manifestation. They will yet see it. Even though your beginning be small, listen, your later end shall greatly increase. You might be small today, but that is because everything God places upon this life, he puts it in as a seed. When God was going to put billions of people on the earth, he put only two. Adam and Eve. That's the way he does it. So the fact that you have only two naira in your pocket, rejoice and be glad. At least they can fertilize and produce four naira. Rejoice and be glad because from there multiplication will come until one day you also will be numbered as having 6.2 billion naira in your pocket, which is your world. Do you understand my point? Don't forget, the walk with God is the assured way to success. I hope you understand that point. Amen.
The Way of Success is a production of Kingdom Word Ministries, a non-denominational teaching ministry based in Enugu, Nigeria. For more information and for free access to Pastor Banky's audio messages, books, and other materials, log on to www.kingdomword-ng.org. Our mailing address is mails@kingdomword-ng.org or P.O. Box 2273 Enugu, Nigeria. Please join us same time next week for another refreshing time with the Word of God, and have a blessed week.